Oh wait, it's recording.
Why did you want to fight for our country?
Because so it'd be a better place for my grandkids to grow up.
Did you get injured in any way, and if so, how?
Did I get what?
Injured.
Yes, I did.
How?
I was driving in an ambulance on a maneuver because we do maneuvers every couple of times a year. All the soldiers go out and practice shooting, like a designated type of practice of war, not real war, but we practice. And then during that, a lot of people get injured, and I was driving injured soldiers to hospital, and I got injured. We had a big accident, and the ambulance turned over a few times, and I was hurt quite a bit, yes.
Did you feel like the soldiers respected one another?
Yes.
How?
Because it's the morale has to be very united because they protect each other. Because the true war, it's everybody has to watch each other's back.
Did you watch any of your army mates go down?
Army what?
Army mates.
Mate?
Mates, yeah, like soldiers.
Go down?
Yes.
No, because I was never the time when I served. It was not a war. So I was not in a real war.
If you can describe your experience in three words, what would they be?
Well, in three words?
Yeah.
In three words. It's very, very soothing, positive service for one's being, for one's mind, for one's thinking.
Did the war impact you on the way you live now, and if so, how?
Well, it always impacts, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. Depends on the war and depends how it ends. And a positive note or a negative note. So it all depends on a lot of situations. That
what can you take away from your overall journey?
Well, it was very good for me. I learned a lot. I met a lot of different soldiers from different areas and different cultures, different experiences. And so it was a good learning process.